The next case is 97-1750, Cleveland Bar Association versus Howard Schuman. Mr. Peterson.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Michael Peterson, and I represent the respondent in this case. The facts have been stipulated to the reason why I'm here for you to argue this morning is that on behalf of Mr. Schuman, we're urging this court not to accept the recommendation of the board. We're asking this court to, under the circumstances and the state of the law, to order a sanction that is more justifiable and reasonable under the circumstances in this case. Your Honor, just briefly, I would like to go back. As this court knows, I testified at the mitigation hearing. Again, all the facts were stipulated to in this case. And amongst other people that testified were two clients of Mr. Schuman, who recent clients of Mr. Schuman, who he performed work for. But just as a little history of the respondent in this case, I'd like to point out that Mr. Schuman, by the testimony that was presented, suffers from a disorder that he himself has diagnosed sort of with the help of psychiatrists and has not presented any physical or medical evidence other than his own testimony, and that is anxiety-related phobic reactions. And as was brought out at the mitigation hearing, this individual has suffered from this disorder at least over the last 20, 25 years. The testimony at mitigation was that he has been in practice since 1970 and actively involved since 1975. He had a space sharing arrangement with a number of lawyers that over the years resulted in him asked to be removed from that space sharing arrangement because he was not able to perform his functions in the years past. In 1994, he was asked to leave the office that he was with. That was the lowest point in Mr. Schuman's life. At that point in time, he realized, and this is all in the transcript, which was presented at the mitigation hearing, that he must do something about his condition. He let it go on long enough. And I know that the Bar Association argues that he never sought any professional help, and there's been no professional psychiatrist that testified on his behalf. But we all know that many times in a person's life, he can't help himself. And this individual did this. He realized that he's losing his practice, his family. The testimony was his house was in foreclosure. The testimony was his wife didn't even know about it. He then realized, Your Honor, that he must do something about his condition and get it. He then associated with some lawyers that taught him bankruptcy. He then became very involved in the year of bankruptcy, and as the testimony was, said he's doing well. There was an allegation also that he did not take his CLE classes and pay his registration fees. All of that was done, and that was stipulated too. This was done after the respondent realized that he must make a change in his life. And basically, my argument, as the court can see, is in litigation here. We feel that the sanction of 1 year suspension as recommended by the board is just totally unfair. There are a number of cases that we cited in our brief. There is a recent case that I did not cite in my brief, which just came out, that was presented to this court, the Valley County Bar Association versus Chamberlain. It was decided November 19, 1997, and direct mediation was accepted by this court, where there was a public reprimand in the case that is almost similar to this case. Now, in my objection, I made the argument that the recommendation of the three-judge panel should be accepted, and that was a year suspension with 6 months stayed. And I did mean to make the argument first that a public reprimand, because I did make it at the mitigation hearing, should be had. And I make that argument now that in lieu of a one-year suspension, which was wholly at this point, set this individual back, put him out of business, and everything that he's accomplished over the years would be for naught. He has not taken money from anyone. He has not embezzled from an estate. He's not a drug addict. He's not an alcoholic. He's done everything now that was required to him, of him. All the years he's been in practice is the first time that this has ever happened, that there's ever been a complaint filed against him. And I think that's important in litigation. The public does not need to be protected from Mr. Schuman by asking for him to be suspended for 1 year. The purpose of the grievance procedure is to protect the public and not to punish. And I'm asking this court not to further punish the respondent in this case, but to hand down a public reprimand because of facts and circumstances indicate that's the proper thing to do.
Well, public reprimand, though, if he has a condition that he says he has, and I don't find anything, is he under treatment now?
Your Honor, he is not under treatment now. He has unbelievably been able to grip the problem that he suffers from, and I can personally say to this court that he's doing just fine.
So the panel, I guess, of course, the panel recommendation was some time ago, and the board, as you know, recommended he needs to have psychiatric help as a condition.
And Your Honor, at this point in his life, he can do that. He can afford to. The evidence at the mitigation hearing was that he was unable to pay the psychiatrist, therefore he could not keep going for treatment. But I don't disagree with that. If this court feels that that should be done, I don't know if a public reprimand plus psychiatric treatment is the proper remedy if this court can order that, but we have no objection to that whatsoever.
Well, I guess the problem with the public reprimand is that here he has engaged in this conduct, and he says it's because, essentially because of this phobic reaction. We give him a public reprimand, and how do we know that he's going to change? I mean, we have your representation, which I'm sure you believe, but we're responsible for this possibly happening again. And if there's no condition on him, it seems to me we're a little risky, isn't it?
Well, then I would recommend then to this court, if the court feels that monitoring is important and treatment is important, that any sanction that's imposed upon him be stayed, and that these further sanctions be imposed upon him, such as treatment and monitoring and that type of thing, that would serve everybody. And I would not be opposed to that under these circumstances. I have no problem.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Mr. Drain.
Good morning, Your Honor. Please, the court. My name is Michael Drain. I'm here representing the Cleveland Bar Association. I'll be brief in my comments. And it's not clear from counsel's remarks or from the record that this individual has, in fact, come to grips with this problem or even what his problem is. The neglect in his professional matters has been carried out to his personal life to the point where apparently, according to counsel, he's had an anxiety-related phobic reaction for 20 to 25 years, and yet during that course of time, he never bothered to seek medical treatment until, according to his testimony, sometime in the 1990s. And now, today, in response to Donna's question, the respondent is not today seeking medical attention, even though it was part of the recommendation of the panel and the board that he do so. At the time of the hearing, to evidence further inattention and neglect, he hadn't even told his wife that hearing was taking place that day. he hadn't come to grips with it to the point where he's even able to tell his spouse. I don't know how this panel could satisfy itself that public reprimand, for example, will bring it sufficiently to this man's attention that he's going to do something about whatever his problem might be. So there is neglect in legal matters, there's neglect in his personal life, in his consideration of his own spouse, and we aren't clear that this man really understands what his problem is, or if he has a problem, that he's going to take whatever action is necessary to address it. In addition to the neglect, he didn't bother to pay back the funds that admittedly were not earned by him, didn't pay him back to the client, and didn't cooperate with the Bar Association in the investigation of these matters. This case was much like pushing a fence in terms of trying to get Mr. Schumann to cooperate and get his attention. It wasn't until well on in the proceedings that he even bothered to hire counsel and pay attention to these matters. So we believe that a stronger sanction is warranted by the conduct or misconduct of this respondent, and that the board's recommendation of a year of suspension is entirely in order. We believe that in keeping with the dictates of this court, that the conduct evidenced here does reflect on the entire legal profession, and that this conduct does warrant some severity and more discipline than just a public reprimand would bring. And finally, we believe that there's been a clear pattern of client neglect extending over a long period of time where the man himself has not done anything to address it. For that reason, we believe the board's recommendation should be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Drain. Mr. Peterson, you've saved 7 minutes of your time, which you don't have to use.
I'd just like to respond.
Counsel, if we do so, the report that you have, the findings of fact conclusions, indicate that according to your client, he was diagnosed in 1973 with this anxiety-related COVID reaction. Did your client present any documentation, any evidence, any records that diagnosed this condition?
No, Your Honor. And the reason for that was that the psychiatrist, if my memory serves me correctly, that he saw in 1973, he was unable to locate at the time to request a medical report of that type. They were even having to come in and testify.
So for the next 20 years, he basically lived with the condition that he had?
That is correct.
And then he magically cured himself of his condition?
That was the argument that Your Honor is making at the mitigation hearing, that he just cured himself by some miracle way. The thing is that that's what happened in this case. The facts show that he's a productive citizen. He's got a good practice in the area of bankruptcy. He has some self-worth, self-esteem. He is suffering with this problem. It took him all these years to overcome this problem, and he did it himself. He decided to get his life. He was about to lose his family.
How did
his
we know
wife?
Stated him? What assurance do you have after a condition that lasted 20, 30 years and still stated?
Only his track record, Your Honor, from the time that these complaints were filed, when he realized that he must do something, he did hire counsel. He did cooperate. He did answer. And I might point out that these grievances go back to 1987. And if I remember correctly, 1992, there were two in 92 and one in 1997. And those are the only three in all the years that he's been in practice.
But yet the record reflects that he had to shut down offices because he wasn't performing, so who knows who's out there that he wasn't performing with that we don't even know about.
But we don't know that. There were no other certified grievances filed against him either before or since then. And I can attest in this court, and I think the evidence was at the litigation hearing, by the witnesses that testified on his behalf about his condition, and further, more importantly, two witnesses that testified that were clients of his as to the job he performed and how well he performed those jobs and how he conducts his practice at this time. I just say to this court that in response to what the realtor says, that this is not to punish him. We don't need to punish him any longer. He's been punished long enough. And I ask the court at this time,
What do you mean by he's been punished long enough? Who's punished him?
Himself. He had punished himself all these years by neglecting himself, his life, his family, his practice.
For that reason, want to give him a break?
No, not for that reason. But he's been able to pull himself up. It's not a typical case that I'm sure this court gets over the years where we have attorneys stealing money from the state, large sums of money, addicted to drugs, alcohol. We have an individual that has now rehabilitated himself, that has overcome his mental condition, and is fighting every day to do so, and to not allow him to practice that sanction alone for 1 year. Would not help anyone. It would only set everybody back to where he was before he was able to help.
I guess the problem maybe that Justice Stratton is touching on is the problem I have. Usually in a case like this, where an attorney has had a practice and then runs into trouble and has a medical condition that is given as the reason for the violation of the Code of Professional Responsibility, we have some. There's something in the record that indicates what some expert tells us, a doctor or whatever, tells us what the problem is. Here, all we have, I don't want to disparage your credibility, but all we have here is a representation that he had this illness for 20 years, he got into a problem, he made some pretty bad mistakes. He said, oh, I had this condition that I self-diagnosed, and now when we're ready to make the sanction, we find the condition's gone. Do you see our problem with letting him go and say, okay, you can continue practicing. We're just going to take your word for it that you've diagnosed your condition and you're well now. I hope you're right, but we have a responsibility to be sure that this person, this lawyer, doesn't treat clients again like the way he did here.
Chief Justice Moore, I agree with everything that you're saying. I can't argue with that point. But a sanction of whatever time suspended with monitoring and psychiatric treatment would then serve everyone, in this case, the public and the respondent. And I think that would be the proper thing to do so that those concerns can be addressed by a monitor or by psychiatric treatment at this time, but not to take away his right to practice law for 1 year, because if that is done in this situation, I don't know if he could ever recover. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. The case is submitted. You'll be advised our opinion. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Open session. All Supreme Court of Ohio. Now stands adjourned.
Thank you.